Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
Thank you for joining us today. It's going to be a good and informative lesson about financing your business. Of course, we have already gotten to know Ben and his uncle Bob over the last couple of months. Ben and his wife want to start a business, and so they're asking Uncle Bob for advice. He's going to be talking about financing the business today. Well, I just wonder what kinds of things you need to make payments on in your life. Nathaniel, do you need to make payments? Are there any kind of bills?
Well, when I was in college, I had to make regular payments for my tuition. Not for loans, though many people will also pay monthly for loans, but just for tuition.
All right, so tuition payments. That's very important if you are going to study at a university. Carolyn, what kind of payments do you need to make?
Well, when I was in the U.S., I needed to make car payments because I had a car and I needed to drive to work, but now I don't have a car anymore, so I don't have to make those payments.
That's nice. There are pros and cons to having a car. Well, of course, if you have a credit card, then you need to make payments on that. Don't forget about that. Well, friends, it's time for us to get started with the first reading of the day, Financing Your Business.
Financing Your Business. Finding the money you need to keep your business running. As Ben and Sandy Johnson continue setting up their new company, Uncle Bob offers them some valuable advice about financing.
Hey, Ben. How's the business coming along?
Well, Uncle Bob, we followed your advice and signed up for a small business program through our local community development association. The crucial challenge now is financing. Obviously, we will fund the company with our savings, but I'm worried that we've underestimated costs and could run out of money.
That is a very important issue for small businesses to deal with. After all, undercapitalization is one of the major reasons that small businesses often fail.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Have you ever wanted to start your own business? Don't even know where to start? Well, in today's article, we'll learn about some important things to consider before you invest that money. Before we begin, let's take a look at our key words. Crucial. Crucial is an adjective. Next week, Martha needs to make some crucial decisions about her business. Undercapitalization. Undercapitalization is a noun. Trevor's business had problems because of undercapitalization. Buyout. Buyout is a phrasal verb. Chris bought out our competitor's company, so now we're the only one in town. Premium. Premium is a noun. You can have the BMW, but you will have to pay a premium to get it. Your more information word is service. Service is a verb. Sounds like we're going to be learning some really great and useful information.
Well, today we are discussing a business article, and you see in the deck, finding the money you need to keep your business running is the topic of this business article. And it gives us a setup, the situation of today's article, which is a dialogue, in the next sentence. Would you read that, please, Carolyn?
Certainly. It says, as Ben and Sandy Johnson continue setting up their new company, Uncle Bob offers them some valuable advice about financing. So that is what we will be discussing today, and I think that we have a little more information on this advice in the information cloud.
In our lesson today, Uncle Bob continues to give Ben some valuable advice about financing. So why don't we take a look at this word advice? It is uncountable. So even though Uncle Bob is giving Ben several suggestions, we wouldn't say advices.
Right. We should never add an S at the end of advice. However, the word suggestion is countable. So we could say Uncle Bob offers Ben lots of helpful suggestions, plural.
One difference between countable and uncountable nouns is that where countable nouns show the quantity of something, uncountable nouns are more about the concept of something.
A related word is information, which is uncountable. We don't say informations. So how do you count it? Well, you can use the word piece.
Okay, Ken, let me give you a piece of advice. I think you would be more handsome if you let your hair grow longer.
Thanks for the suggestion, Steve.
Of course. Well, some words you'll just have to remember that they're uncountable, like aircraft.
Right. There are 100 airplanes, but if you want to use aircraft, it's 100 aircraft, no S.
Here's another piece of advice, friends. Keep reading and speaking English, and you'll be able to use uncountable nouns correctly.
Advice 跟 suggestion 都是建议，但是这两个字有个很大的差别。Suggestion 是可数名词 ，advice 是不可数名词，不能够加 s， 所以并不能够讲 advices。在今天的课文中，我们看到 Uncle Bob 提供 Ben 有关筹措资金的建议，虽然有许多的建议，但是用的还是advice。 其实很多的不可数名词强调的不是数量，而是一种概念。但是如果你要表示数量，那表达好几项建议，那你就可以用 piece 这个字。 Three pieces of advice， 三项建议。当然也可以说 three suggestions。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
If you've been watching Studio Classroom for the past couple months, you're probably getting to know Uncle Bob and Ben. And for today, we're going to have Gabe play Uncle Bob and Carolyn, you'll be Ben. Does that sound good?
Okay, that's great.
Okay, Uncle Bob, you have the first line.
All right.
Hey, Ben, how's the business coming along?
Okay, I guess today Uncle Bob is from New York. But we do want to look at this first line that he spoke. He used a phrase...coming along. How is it coming along? How's the business coming along? What exactly does that mean, Carolyn? What's he asking?
Well, he's asking how things are doing. What's going on? Is it going well? And there are many different ways that you can use this. You could say, how's the project coming along? If you're working on a project at school or at work, is it going okay? Do you need help? How's it coming along?How else can you use this, Gabe?
Well, yeah, you'd use this phrase to talk about different processes. If you're in the process of doing something, you ask, how's something coming along? So maybe your friend is looking for a job, and you could say, how's the job search coming along? Did you find anything that you like? How is that coming along? Or how is your homework coming along? Are you finished yet? Nathaniel, how would you use that phrase?
Well, sometimes we just say, it's coming along. It means it's kind of in process. It's not finished yet, but it's coming along. It's another way that we use that phrase. Okay, let's continue in this dialogue with Ben.
Oh, yes, me. Okay. Well, Uncle Bob, we followed your advice and signed up for a small business program through our local community development association. That's a really long...Title, Local Community Development Association. So just something to help them with the business. Okay. The crucial challenge now is financing.
Okay, thank you so much, Ben. You've brought up a very interesting word that we want to talk about today because it is a word bank word. This word, crucial. Crucial. Let's talk about that word, crucial. It means partially very important, but how could you use this word, Carolyn?
Well, you might say that this decision is crucial. I have to decide if I want to go to this school or go to another school. It's very crucial for my future. How else can you use this, Gabe?
Well, yeah, it could be crucial for your future. It determines what your future will look like. I also think that communication is crucial for relationships. If you want to have healthy relationships with your friends, your family, you need to have communication. Good communication is crucial. Nathaniel, how do you use that word?
Next time that you're giving an English speech, just remember that timing is crucial when you're communicating, when you're acting, or when you're giving a speech. Any of those things, timing is crucial. Okay, hopefully you understand this word crucial. Ben, let's continue.
Oh, yes, thank you. Well, obviously, we will fund the company with our savings, but I'm worried that we've underestimated costs and could run out of money.
That is a very important issue for small businesses to deal with. After all, undercapitalization is one of the major reasons that small businesses often fail.
Okay, thank you, Uncle Bob.
Welcome.
You brought up a very complicated and long word, undercapitalization. I think we need to talk about that a little bit. Earlier, Ben said that he was worried that they've underestimated costs, that they maybe guessed a little low at how much things would cost, and they could run out of money. And that's kind of what undercapitalization means. Can you explain it a little bit more, Gabe?
That's right. This eight-syllable word, undercapitalization, say that 10 times fast. This means kind of the opposite of a profit, actually. If you undercapitalize, that means not only do you not make money, but you're actually losing a little bit of money. Undercapitalization.
That's right. So if you don't have enough money to run, then you are undercapitalized. And it's very bad if a business is undercapitalized because then it has to close. Mm-hmm. Right, Nathaniel?
That is true. Not only businesses can be undercapitalized, but a government could also possibly be undercapitalized. And that is not a good thing for your country if that is true. You want to make sure that you have enough money to operate well. Okay, now let's talk to Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看 crucial 这个形容词，注意 C 在这里是发 sh 的音念成 crucial。Crucial 是指重要的或者是决定性的。例如 ,a healthy and nutritious diet is crucial for children. 健康又营养的饮食对儿童来说非常的重要。或者是 puberty is a crucial stage of life. Parents need to be wise and patient. 青春期是生命中的关键时刻，家长必须既有智慧又有耐心。继续我们看的是 undercapitalization, 这个不可数名词。under 是指不足或不及， capitalization 是指资本额，所以加在一起 undercapitalization 是指资金不足。例如 the company suffered from undercapitalization from the beginning， 这家公司从一开始就饱受资金不足之苦。它的动词是 undercapitalize， 意思是指投资不足。例如 the restaurant was severely undercapitalized， so it only stayed in business for 3 months。餐厅严重的资金不足，所以只维持了3个月。
Well, Uncle Bob is giving Ben some very crucial advice about how to finance his business. Of course, something that you want to be careful about if you are starting a business is undercapitalization. That long word we saw there in the first part, you want to make sure that you are making a profit, not losing money. Well, Ben is learning some very important things. Uncle Bob has good advice for him. Let's continue with the second part of our reading for today.
Financing your business.
I know. We're looking into small business loans, but the interest rates seem really high. How did you pay for your hardware stores when you first started?
To be honest, I actually didn't start our first store. Instead, your Aunt June and I used our savings to buy into an existing business. Later, we bought out our business partner and then expanded the business.
So, you didn't arrange outside financing?
Not at first. Like you said, lenders often charge a premium for small business loans because they are so risky. we were worried that the cost of servicing a loan would actually hurt the business.
I hadn't thought of that.
Well, I think it's a good thing that Ben can talk to his Uncle Bob about advice for business. And in this section, Ben has the first line.
Oh, yes. So, I know. We're looking into small business loans, but the interest rates seem really high.
Okay, gotta stop you there, Ben, because you know what? We need to go talk to Liz in the grammar gym right now and see what she has to tell us about this sentence.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We find this statement in today's lesson. We're looking into small business loans. And that's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus is on the phrase to look into. It's an idiom that means to investigate. So in today's article, Ben is telling Uncle Bob that he and Sandy are learning more about small business loans. So, if you want to talk about finding out more and getting more information about something, you can try using this idiom. For example, the mayor promised the widow that he would personally look into the case of her missing child. Or, the boss is busy and has asked his secretary to look into this matter. If you want to see some more example sentences, they are available in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you next time.
Well, thank you for looking into that grammar for us, Liz. It's very helpful. What are some other ways that we could use this phrase, looking into? Carolyn?
Well, you might be looking into buying a house or a new car. You need to do some research and decide what kind of car you really want to buy and then where the best place to buy that car would be. So you need to look into a lot of different things when buying a new car. Mm-hmm. How else can you use that, Gabe?
Well, maybe you're considering studying something further. You graduated university, and now you're looking into different master's programs so that you can continue studying what you like to study. You can look into these different universities or look into these different programs. How would you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, you can look into a purchase, like Carolyn said, or you could look into a possibility. You might look into a certain topic for a research paper, too. I'm going to look into George Washington because I need to write a profile article about him. A lot of different ways you can use that phrase. Okay, Ben, it's still your turn to talk.
Okay, continuing. How did you pay for your hardware stores when you first started?
To be honest, I didn't actually start the first store. Instead, your Aunt June and I used our savings to buy into an existing business.
Okay, thank you, Uncle Bob. I'll have to stop you there for just a second because we need to talk about a phrase so that we can understand what you just said. Carolyn, can you help explain what he's talking about? What exactly did he do?
Well, he says that he bought into an existing business, and to buy into is a phrase that we want to talk about today. If you buy into something, then you spend money so that you have partial ownership. Mm-hmm. You own part of the business, so originally it was someone else's business, but he bought into it, and now he partially owns it, so he can be one of the bosses of this company. Gabe, how else can you use this phrase?
That's right. Well, and the way you used it, it's kind of like you own a share. Maybe you bought some stocks in a company, so you own part of it. But yeah, like you said, there's other ways to use this phrase. You can buy into someone's idea. That means you agree with them. You think it's a good idea. You think that it's solid, that it could actually work, so you buy into it. Yeah, I'll buy into that. Nathaniel, how else could you use that phrase?
And sometimes we do say, I'll buy that, I believe it, or I accept it. Mm-hmm. You might also buy into a business strategy, a new way of doing business. Okay? I think there's a little bit more that Uncle Bob has to say.
Of course. Later, we bought out our business partner and then expanded the business.
Very good. Okay. There's another phrase here that we need to talk about. It's kind of similar to buy into, This one instead is to buy out, or here, bought out. Let's look at this phrase, bought out. Uncle Bob says, we bought out our business partner. What does it mean to buy out a business partner, Gabe?
Well, this comes from the noun a buyout, which means that you own the greatest share in a company. That means basically you are the biggest or the best owner of that company. You bought out the company. How else could you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, some companies try to buy out the competition. So they try to purchase the competition's companies so that there are fewer competitors. Maybe a cell phone company purchases another cell phone company. They have bought them out.
Okay, and also within one company, of course, there might be many different people with shares that own part of the company. So if you own the large majority, you could say that you're buying out if you buy a lot more and have the large majority. Or you could also use that phrase if you finally end up owning the entire company. You could use it in either situation. Okay, let's continue.
Oh, yes, that's me. So you didn't arrange outside financing?
Not at first. Like you said, lenders often charge a premium for small business loans because they are so risky.
Okay, we want to talk about another word in this sentence. I'm sorry, please don't hurt me. Uncle Bob, you're a little scary today. But you said the word premium, and we do want to talk about that because it's a key word for today. It's in our word bank. The word premium. Premium is an amount of money that you pay. But can you explain this a little bit more, Carolyn?
Well, when you're trying to get a loan, you often have to pay interest, additional money on that loan, but a premium is more money in addition to the interest. So this is a base fee that you have to pay in order to get the loan first. And then you also have to pay interest afterward. So, it can be very expensive. Gabe, how else might you use this word?
Well, as you could see, as Carolyn was telling us earlier, this is actually referring to what Ben said earlier. He says, we're looking into small business loans, but the interest rates seem really high. And so if you're going to buy into a company, or if you are trying to raise finances, then you might be worried about the interest. And of course, one thing you need to think about is the premium, what you might have to pay there. Well, hey, is it my turn to continue? Is Uncle Bob? Here we go.
We were worried that the cost of servicing a loan would actually hurt the business.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, you hadn't thought of that. I didn't think so, Ben. Well, right now it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle in the language lab. She's always got something good for us there.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 buy out 这个动词片语。buy 是指购买，但是 buy out 是指买断或者收购。例如 ,we decided to buy out the store's whole inventory. 我们决定要买断这家店所有的存货。或者是 the shares owned by the original owner were bought out by a competitor. 原先老板的股份被他的竞争对手给买断了。最后我们看的是 service 这个字，我们知道 service 当名词是指服务，但是它在这里是当动词，意思是指支付利息。例如 David bought a convertible on impulse and now 30% of his monthly income goes to service his car loan. David 一时冲动买了部跑车，现在他每个月收入的 30% 都要付车贷的利息。Service 当动词的时候也可以指维修。例如 I had my car serviced last week. 我的车上周维修过了。Okay, get ready to learn more from our teachers.
There's a lot to learn in today's conversation. Gabe, what was one thing that you learned today?
I learned about undercapitalization. Actually, that's a big word, and I learned that you need to make sure your company is making a profit, not losing money. So don't undercapitalize. Carolyn, what did you learn?
Well, we mentioned the word servicing a loan, and that just means that you make payments on the amount that you borrow, as well as interest. And we have a lot more to learn about what it takes to finance a business, and I hope that you'll join us here on Studio Classroom. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
There are lights in the house. She's got people there.
Huck's heart nearly stopped. They hadn't come to bury the treasure. They'd come for the revenge job. He wanted to run away. But he remembered that Widow Douglas had been kind to him more than once. Perhaps these men had come to murder her. He heard the other man say,
"We'll have to leave without doing the job."
"Leave?"
Injun Joe sounded angry.
"I tell you again, I don't care about the money. You can have it." "But her husband sent me to prison. He's dead. But I'll have my revenge on his widow. She'll pay for what he did. I'm going to mark her. Cut her face with my knife. We'll have to wait till the people go and the lights are out. There's no hurry."
Huck was sure that they were going to wait in silence. And silence was very dangerous. He started to move away backwards, hardly breathing. One step, another step, another. It was safe to turn. He turned and walked forward, still carefully. At last it was safe to run, and he ran down the hill to the old Welsh farmer's house. There he banged on the door. The heads of the old man and his two strong sons looked out of windows.